100 word stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. Sounds like a pretty fair arrangement, don't you think? The topic for this week was old videos, and we got a bunch of stories in on that topic. Do you want to hear me babble endlessly about all the crap in my life? No, you want to hear the stories. So, here they are.
Hiya, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Something Nasty in the Woodshed. Me and Simon had only gone round to help Faye next door clear the attic. Her husband had died a month ago. Him and Dad had been thick as thieves. She was moving somewhere smaller. There were boxes of old videotapes with dates and girls' names on up there. We'd seen the documentaries, so joked about our serial killer neighbour. After unearthing an old player, we stopped for lunch and watched a video. It was much worse than we suspected. And it looked like he buried them in their garden. "Fuck," said Simon. "Is that your dad digging?" Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Morning, it's Richard. And this is a story about old videos. Tucked away at the back of the wardrobe, I've several boxes stuffed full of old videos. I've had them boxed up for around 20 years now, and they've followed me through at least 3 house moves, carefully packed up, transported, and put away in their new home. Why have I kept them? Through some vague sense of I might want to watch them one day. Not that I've anything to play them on, anyway. And the fact is, I've not watched any of them in the last 20 years, and probably never will. But I keep them. Just in case. That's a true story. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com with the latest update of Audacity software. I don't know why you have to press 26 buttons just to tell it, okay, yeah. Update it, install it, be done with it. Anyway, this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 897 with a prompt of old videos. So here's my story. The woman seemed surprised by Bilbert's request for a back exit. Then she smiled and led them past a rack of dusty VHS movies for rent, through a door and into what appeared to be the woman's home. A chunky man in a sleeveless t-shirt and gray slacks sitting at a dining table didn't look up from his newspaper as they traipsed past. A back door led them to a wooden porch, 40 feet above the placid Matole River. The woman nodded to some stairs. "These will take you to a trail along the river, if that's what you want." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. "Come on, it's starting," I said. "Old videos and popcorn." But I had forgotten. Our old videos don't go with popcorn. They go with sorrow. "Say cheese for the camera," they would say cheerfully. We never did. "No. Don't be so grumpy all the time, you two." We were kids. We weren't grumpy. We weren't stupid. We weren't shitheads. We were just kids. Memory is such a trickster, isn't it? It erases everything. And here I was, in front of the TV, a bowl full of popcorn on my lap. I wanted to cry, but I had no tears left. And this is my story for this week, told by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. There are old videos of life in the village. Life before the calamity. Grainy, blurred, videos in washed out color, of picnics on the village green, laughing toddlers at the playground. Couples, friends, families, happy and relaxed. Without a care in the world. There's even the odd wedding video. Good times. Nobody could ever have imagined the horror that was to come. It was a fine spring day, late in June. The sun was shining, and people were going about their business, blissfully unaware of what was coming their way. For that was the day I arrived at the village.
Torebrezo Aino here, with a story on the subject, old videos. I have a stack of VHS tapes I've never got around to watching. I still have a VCR, but I never have the time. I could convert them to digital files, but my video to USB converter is so old, it's not compatible with any current OS. I could replace it, but when will I find time to do the conversion? Will I ever watch them anyway? If I put this off too long, the tapes will degrade and won't be playable at all. Then at last, I'll be able to dump them. Maybe I should just dump them now.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Old Man Pinella sits in his home theater, watching videos of the band. Jason on guitar, Billy on bass, Joe on keyboards, and Wally on drums. And then there was Vicky. Oh, how she could sing. The crowd was spellbound. After every song, silence. And then the loudest applause and cheering and shouting. The last video ends and Pinella sits in the dark, remembering the band coming backstage, roadies packing up equipment, and Pinella handing out plane tickets. "I'll see you in Chicago," Pinella said to the dark screen. He sips his coffee and walks out of the theater.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories on the topic of old videos. Did you enjoy those? Let the authors know in the comments. You're not going to let the authors know in the comments. Screw you. You people who don't leave comments. All of you. I want my traffic to go to zero if that's the kind of people that listen to this podcast and don't appreciate the stories that these people write and record and send in every week. So go away. I want to see my traffic just level out at nothing. Well, except for the people who send them in. I don't want you here. I want people who send in comments to let people know, hey, I enjoyed that. Okay? At least some applause. What if I reduce it all to one button that you have to click and that's it? Well, that's lazy. No, put some effort into it. These authors, these scribes, these bards do everything for you. And what do you do for them? So anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. The authors, those who actually leave comments, thank you. And those who don't, go the fuck away. It's been 18 years. You can at least leave a fucking comment and let them know. Okay? I appreciate you people who write the stories and record them time in, time out. Share your creativity. I wish the audience could be the same. It's sad. Why do I do this? Anyway, thank you for being a part of this, those who are a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.